Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
Ridley
and Conan.
855-450-FREE. Or you can use lrn.fm. That's our username on Skype. If you haven't called before, you just send a contact request one time, and once we approve that, it's usually 5 minutes or something like that, then you can call in and sound quite a bit better. As a matter of fact, Publius, who just called in the last segment, he called in on Skype, and he sounded great. It sounds like you're in the studio.
And he talked very fast.
Yeah, well,
he had a lot of information to get out there.
So we've been talking about this the story called The Tale of the Slave. And what it is sort of 9 steps from complete slavery.
You know, Kuta Kinte.
Yeah, here it is. The slave, there is a slave completely at the mercy of his brutal master's whims. He is often cruelly beaten, called out in the middle of the night, and so on. Down, that's number one. And we just finished number 7, which is... Now, there's 10,000 slave masters. That's all the slaves in the farm. The slave master has abdicated and said that all the slaves get to make their decisions, and they vote in order to come up with the decisions on how to allocate resources on the plantation.
And you still can't vote, but now you have the option that you can actually persuade your neighbors, this 10,000-headed monster, yep, to actually make policies that might, you know, benefit you and the rest of the 10,000.
9,999 of the slaves on the farm get to vote. The only one who doesn't is you. Mm-hmm. But this in step number 7, you get to try to discuss things before the 9,999 vote.
Right. So number 8, in appreciation of your useful contributions to discussion, the 10,000-headed monster allow you to vote if they are deadlocked. They commit themselves to this procedure. After the discussion, you mark your vote on a slip of paper, and they go off and vote. In the eventuality that they divide evenly on some issue, 5,000 and 5,000 against, they look at your ballot and count it in. This has never yet happened. They have never yet had an occasion to open your ballot. A single master also might commit himself to letting his slave decide any issue concerning him about which he, the master, was absolutely indifferent.
So this is essentially how the voting process works in the United States. Now, in other countries, the parliamentary process, they vote, for parties or whatever, and the parties take a certain amount of seats in the parliament, but based on, you know, how many their different parties get. But in the United States, it is winner takes all.
And the winner's Ben Bernanke. You're acting like
the banksters.
You're acting as though the government is actually in charge. I'm not entirely sure that it is.
I wouldn't. Right. Well, that's what we're told. And let's just go with the story for a second. The story is that you get to make the deciding vote. But, you know, they're always talking about with third parties that you shouldn't vote for a third party because you're throwing your vote away. Listen to me, Mr. and Mrs. America. If you voted for the party that lost, whether they're Democrats or Republicans or Libertarians or Green, your vote didn't matter. It didn't matter if your party lost by 10 votes or by 100 votes or by 1,000 votes or by 10,000 votes.
Right.
They lost. And so so is also true if your party won by more than one vote. If your party, Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, or whatever they might be, and I don't think Libertarians win too often, but if your party won, they didn't win, and they won by more than one vote, your vote still didn't matter, because one vote takes all. And that's a really important aspect to look at. This level of level 8 slavery here is essentially what we have today, because your vote is always the tie-breaking vote, or your vote doesn't matter.
Right.
And you vote ahead of time, just like this slave does here. He writes down his vote ahead of time. He says, I vote this way or that way. And they've never referenced his vote and never used his vote because they've never had a situation where it's more than 5,000, where it's 5,000 for and 5,000 against.
And I wonder if that's actually true in all of America's 10,000-person towns. You know, like this has never happened in any of those towns either. Maybe it has happened once.
You see it on the news a lot where they're having to recount the votes because it's so close.
When is it ever one vote?
That's very curious.
Yeah.
You know,
I can only name one case in my entire life where I cast a vote that made a decision.
I have a case
it
where...
It wasn't you know, an actual government election. It was the Republican committee in Manchester.
Well, I had a situation where I decided I had to go to Florida for a clemency thing for my my felony conviction, and I missed the town hall meeting in my town. I would have voted against this work truck or fire truck or whatever it was that they're buying because I don't vote for spending that is not my money. I just I'm morally against it, and it passed by one vote. And so I would have been there. My wife and I would have been there, and we would have voted against, and then, bam, that would have been it for another year. It probably would have passed the next year when, there wasn't the momentum to stop it. But that it does happen in New Hampshire. Keith Carlson, the activist of the year from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance some year in the past, has chronicled many situations here in New Hampshire where state reps will win by one vote or as few as 10 votes. And there are, but I mean, we're talking about much smaller towns than 5,000 for and 5,000 against. In many cases, I'm voted in as the Republican delegate to the state convention in my town. I don't think I've had 100 votes cast for me. Now, I've never had anybody running against me that I know of, maybe a write-in that I didn't know about. But, these elections can be quite close here in New Hampshire. I guess it's the more rural aspect of it. So, go on with number nine.
Number nine, they throw your vote in with theirs. If they are exactly tied, your vote carries the issue. Otherwise, it makes no difference to the electoral outcome. And it ends, the question is, which transition from case one to case nine makes it no longer the tale of a slave?
Yeah, so if you've got 10,000 masters, but they let you vote... And by the way, there's no operable difference between case 8 and case 9. Your vote is always the tie-breaking vote. But if there's 10,000 people that decide how all of the resources are allocated, how people live their lives, whether they're allowed to smoke or mountain climb or all kinds of things, whether their business can be a business or not.
It like you said, it might be soft servitude. But it's still, at the end of the day, it's still slavery, and you do not own yourself. And that is the worst part about this. You do not own yourself. You belong to someone else. Just think about it. Let that set in. You can't make your own decisions.
Ultimately, you belong to 5 of the 9 people in the Supreme Court. Those are the ones that decide what's constitutional and what's not. And because there are, right now, hundreds of screaming Republicans shaking their fist at the radio saying, "But this is a republic, you have rights!" Well, I've got news for you. If you had rights, then the Supreme Court wouldn't be ruling on them because you'd have a right. The Antonin Scalia, probably the most conservative.
They're defining those rights.
Right, they're defining those. They say all rights need to be attenuated. Well, if you're attenuating someone's rights, they don't have a right. There are 20,000 gun laws in a country where, and I just use the Second Amendment, not because I'm a big Second Amendment guy. I'm not a small Second Amendment guy either. I just use it because it's, it's so obvious. There are 20,000 gun laws in a country where it says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It says, shall not be infringed, and there's 20,000 gun laws, and I can't imagine they're doing anything but infringing. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, freedom of speech, freedom of the press. I think the world, Reporters Without Borders rated the United States at, in the 40s as far as press freedom goes. So don't think for a second that it's all about the Second Amendment. I know a lot of people, that's their defining issue, but honestly, you know, whatever guns were going to do to keep you free, has that time has long since passed. The government has a system for taking rights away, and nobody's shooting them over.
Right, and if we were going to actually defend ourselves against this tyrannical government, we would kind of need tanks, drones, grenade launchers, bazookas,
well,
the whole nine.
No,
I mean,
that's
we could,
not true.
We could definitely pull the Appalachian ticket and, you know, fight from the hills and do a
there,
pretty good
there
job.
Are many, I mean,
I want to hear what you guys have to say when we talk about it here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can call in, too, or LRN.FM on Skype. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredible. Easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Thank you.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Ridley.
And Conan.
855-450-FREE. Conan, your project, Black Sheep Rising, tell me about it a little bit.
Once a month, it used to be once every week, but we had to cut it back a little bit. We do a variety show, a late night variety show. We talk a lot about what's going on here in Keene. We have some of the activists here in the area. We get together, we shoot the you know what, and we just talk about, you know, the things that matter to us.
What? Where can people find it?
Well, blacksheeprising.org is the website. You can also get it on iTunes, on Stitcher. You can go right to the YouTube channel, Black Sheep Rising. Yeah.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Let's go to Chris calling in from Connecticut, listening on TuneIn. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, guys. This is Chris from the police state of Connecticut. Conan had mentioned before, yes, well, hey, there's no other way to explain it when they say you can't own certain weapons. At any rate, well, I guess by that definition, if I could digress, then we're all in a police state since we can't have our own pocket nukes and drones. But
this is true.
Backing up, yes, nukes. Backing up, Conan had touched on a subject how we don't really own ourselves here, and I just wanted to illustrate that in one way. And that would be, I had a little story to tell about this. Getting a little nervous. I'm on like 150 radio stations. Here I go. So, Mark, let's just say that you bought some tainted lemonade from some 8-year-old selling unregistered lemonade on the side of the road in Keene, all right?
Yep.
You went home, and heaven forbid you got sick, and, you know, you passed in your sleep, unfortunately. Heaven forbid,
die?
I'm not
okay.
Pushing this yep. on you. I'm not that crazy guy who calls in and heckles you all the time.
Yep.
And now... To illustrate how you don't own yourself, I mean, your wife and some members of your society, your Shire Free Church, could have then just take your body without calling anybody, go out in the backyard and burn it in a funeral pyre. Now, could they? That would get them in some sort of trouble.
By the way, that's the way I want to go out. I'm all about the funeral, the funeral pyre. I don't want to be buried and my body decomposing in the ground and just leaving whatever contaminants in the ground. Yeah, burn me up or you know what? Or grind me up and put me in some ceramic or in some paints.
I'll just
something out of me or at least grow a tree on top of me.
I'll feed you the pigs. How's that?
That'll work just fine.
You know, in my case, I actually have these things sort of laid out. My wife's clear on what it is that I want done. I've contracted with Alcor at Alcor.org to have my head lopped off and deep frozen because I want to come back. So I don't know how that figures into your scenario here, but
you don't want to upload with the rest of us to the Matrix.
I'm ready when the time comes. Yeah.
Okay, because that's where I'm going.
Chris, oh, I guess he's gone. Well, we lost.
Oh
him.
No!
Police state of Connecticut went out and got him. All right, let's go to Gary, listening to KMass. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Gary?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
All's well.
I hear you all talking about this race issue. Quit TV a year ago and started listening to radio. All I've listened to is you folks and Alex and the Coast to Coast channel, and you guys are all great for getting stuff out here like you do, but... The one thing I never hear anybody talk about is we're humans. And nobody says anything about we're all humans on this planet. It's all about the color of our skin.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We're all, you know, got the internal same thing, every one of us.
Same species.
Yeah, in a different color. Why don't we accept the fact we're all humans together on this planet?
Yeah, I'm with you, Gary. I'm absolutely.
I think it's all about the competition, and it makes life more interesting when we can fight and have drama and, you know, do these things. I think it's way blown out of proportion. But yeah, it really seems like there are some people out there who just got to have it. I dated a woman who it seemed to me. I didn't love her at the end of the day unless we had a fight every now and then. And it's like, wow, that's... What's up with that? So, and that didn't last very long,
well,
by the way.
I guess it's just every one of us on this planet has the me complex pretty bad.
Indeed.
You know,
Gary, thanks for bringing it back for us. I appreciate
it. Yeah, you bet. Love you guys.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah. Exactly. Bye. The right thing to say. Thank you so much. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. Let's go to Alex calling in New Mexico. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
All's well.
I wanted to talk about, you know, nobody ever talks about how Martin Luther King and, like, people like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and John Lennon, they were all questioning our status quo, you know, and even the rapper back in Tupac Shakur, he was challenging the status quo about how the government is all in power, but yet the majority of people, they don't agree with what's going on in the Middle East or, like, what our economy is. And they just, and whenever they talk about these openly, and they a lot of them end up dead because they're such high profile people, and they end up dead because they are questioning the status quo. And there's actually been declassified documents about a court case back in like the 90s with Martin Luther King's family, and how it is implying that the FBI and the CIA were the ones who were involved in his murder. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know. I haven't researched that court case that you're talking about, but I mean, there are people that are questioning the status quo right now that have some level of, profile, and they're not getting killed. Like, for instance,
But are they questioning the correct status quo? Are they protecting? A lot of these guys are talking about banksters and the 1% and all this and that. They're not actually. Pointing the finger at the right lizard people.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
and no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was listening to this documentary today, and it was on Gaddafi, you know, and how he. I know he did a bunch of atrocious things, but at the same time, not a lot of people know that he was trying to switch over to.
Their own currency.
Selling gold. Yeah, gold as a currency, the African dinar, and they were trying to switch that over to the oil and make it that only sold. And
there is a conspiracy theory out there that all modern wars have been fought over essentially, people trying to get off of the petrodollar system. And I think it's fascinating. I haven't researched it thoroughly enough to be able to debunk it. I don't know any of these situations that that's not the case, but you'd think that someplace like North Korea or whatever would get in, just go ahead and get in good graces by, you know, getting on board with the petrodollar situation. What are they getting
exactly.
out of it? I don't know.
And also, you know, back, what's his name, Ron Paul, he actually was questioning Congress, asking them about if they did switch over to gold, like, would we be able to purchase it? But the fact is, we haven't held any gold since 1937.
Oh yeah, it's already been shipped off to the aliens. We don't have any gold on this planet anymore.
What are you talking about? Thank you for the call, Alex.
You're welcome. You have a good day. Okay.
That's crazy. Aliens want antimatter, don't they?
I don't know what they want. They want sex with our women.
Okay. Mars needs women. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Sure, what any of this is about.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID to transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind, this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
Ridley
and Conan.
855-450-FREE. You need to protect yourself online. Your internet service provider is likely saving your surfing history. Criminals are sniffing your Wi-Fi packets. Governments and corporations are limiting what you can see on the internet. Not to mention the NSA sweeping up metadata. ProXPN can solve all of that. Simply download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or even Linux. Go through the easy setup and then just connect to the internet, and you're protected from everything. No more prying, no more spying. I shouldn't say everything. You're protected from all of the stuff I mentioned, plus other things. One account works for all your devices. No need to separate account to get a separate account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price. If you go to that landing page, you get 50% off, and that's basically $5 a month. That's for the lifetime of the account, no matter which premium account you go with. So you go, by the way, the premium account will get you unlimited bandwidth with servers all around the world to access, the ability to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits. You get all that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So you go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50, and you'll get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. proxpn.com/FTL50. Let's go to Vince, calling in from Indy. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you gentlemen doing?
Listen, great, Vince. You have been calling us for so many years. I just want to thank you, Vince.
Well, I've gotten very busy in my life.
Yeah. No, no, I mean, I said you have been calling for so many years. I remember you've been calling for, you've been one of the longest, long-time listeners of Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah, I still listen to you. It's just, I wanted to say something about the policing powers of the government.
Yes.
And this one gentleman talked about the tax warrants. We had a school corporation, and this was what they did here, is that they wanted a revenue bond to be passed this last primary election here in May. And you know what? They got the teachers, you know, a lot of the teachers participate in these things.
Oh, yeah, the teachers are basically the ones that make the decisions when it comes to these school things, because so many people don't go and vote on this stuff, or they you know, they ask their friends who have talked to teachers and that kind of thing. Everybody wants to know,
the teachers, administrators, and the family members of the two. Those are the people who come out of these things. And sometimes you'll get some knucklehead like, I don't know, this guy who goes out and gets his, you know, loses 6 hours of his life sitting through all this bull crap.
Vince?
They do threaten the, I mean, I don't know, the word threat is okay, but they basically will withhold recommendations for students that are graduating and wanting to go to college who need the reference letter from a teacher.
They'll withhold it when? Under what conditions do they withhold these reference letters?
Well, if the revenue bond doesn't pass.
I see. So they're just going to screw all the students, whether they support it or not?
Yeah. Gotcha. They want to, I guess if they want to go to another state-run institution, the fire learning. So that's how these people utilize the policing powers of the government. So.
Yep. That's what they do. They use the power that they've got in order to get the votes that they want. The fact is when you're talking about public school. Thank you for the call, Vince. Appreciate it. When you're talking about the government, especially schools, you're talking about the organization that demands that you pay for generally the worst school in the neighborhood. I mean, when you look at public schools and you compare them to the other schools that are around, you take these government schools, you compare them to the other schools that they compete against. The government schools, everybody's got a finance, and they're generally the worst one in the geographic area. If you want a better education, you're not sending your kid to the government school. Generally, there may be some situation somewhere where a government school is better than some private school, but it is a rarity. I, for instance, my son is a homeschooled. Nobody's sending me any money to homeschool my son, but they demand that I send them money every single year, or actually bi-yearly here.
Or they'll take your house from you.
Right, right. And that money could have gone to my son's education. So essentially, they steal my kids' money because they want to send their kids. They want to finance these teachers at the school.
It's not their kids. It's the poor kids, Mark. It's the kids that can't afford to pay that, I don't know.
They always say that. But if they wanted a means-based scholarship, they could have a scholarship based on income.
Right.
I mean,
if that's
a damn lie, and I hate damn lies.
If they were just to end property tax right now, I mean, you would have so many older folk here in the community. All of a sudden, they have a bunch of money, a pool of money. Do you think they're just going to buy yachts with it? You think they're going to? No, they're going to have money, and they're going to want to do something with it. They're going to want to have their name on the side of the building saying that I gave, you know, $10,000 to this to publicly or to educate these kids.
People would expect that they would do exactly as you say.
Or maybe they're going to eat and heat.
Exactly. But you know what? That money is still going into the community. They have to spend it somewhere. So someone's going to make that money. So the local deli is going to make more money. And he's going to have more money to send his kids through, you know, to educate his kids.
I don't have any, I don't disagree with what you're saying.
And the same thing goes with the yacht builder, by the way, the guy building the yachts. So the money's not going, it's not being dribbled down the drains.
But the argument that it's for the poor kids is fallacious simply because the public school system isn't made for poor kids. It's a middle-class babysitting service.
Correct.
It's a middle-class welfare babysitting service.
That's why it's so long.
When I go to the school in my town, when I happen to get over that way, we're told all the time, it's one of the best schools in the state. And it probably is. But what
and that's
does that
not,
have
and that's
to,
not, yeah, that's not saying much.
Right, it's one of the best government schools in the state, because they'll never say that it's good compared to one of the private schools. They don't say that. And
only the turtles are allowed into the race.
Right, only right. But when I go by there, whether it's the kids getting picked up or whatever, I'm seeing all new cars. I know what these houses these people live in. There are only like 600 houses in my town. I've got a general idea of how these people are living. Their kids are not poor. They are not poor. They make as much money, if not more, than I make, and they steal the money from my kid to send their kid to the crappiest school in town. Not because they're smart, but because they're brainwashed. I cannot understand for one second. Please, dear God, call me and explain to me why it makes sense that you send your kid to public school and steal money from my kid at 855-453. I find it enraging. That this is, you know, you could just send your kid to the public school like the rest of us do. Get in there with the dum-dums and, you know, get taught all the other stuff that the other kids that we wouldn't want to teach anybody.
And maybe get bullied or maybe get hit on the road driving their bicycle to school, or any number of things could happen. Or maybe just spending a decade of their life not learning a damn thing.
Or putting condoms on cucumbers or placing the pledges to the flag. There's 100 different things that go on at public schools that somebody might have a problem with. But for me, it's specifically about the learning environment. The learning environment of public schools was designed in the late 19th century to make factory workers. There's bells. You can't go potty unless you ask. I mean, everything about public school is basically hive mind bullcrap.
And they're only taking it to the next level with this new Common Core crap. They need desk monkeys. These businesses are tired of having to retrain students right out of high school. And, Common Core is going to fix all that, because that's going to make perfect desk monkeys.
I have no idea. It's not something I consider think about in my life, the Common Core thing. But I can tell you that I don't believe that – I don't believe you can make a kid creative or make them passionate about something. You can't instill in them, intelligence or even
– But you can take it away.
But you can take it away, and that's what government school does. It crushes their passion. It destroys what they're excited about, and it disenfranchises them from the concept that they can learn themselves. That's what's so deadly about our government school system. And this is why I say, if you can read, well, you can do it in spite of a teacher.
Yeah.
Because all these bumper stickers praising these teachers, I know there's some great teachers out there. But it's not because of the educational system. It's because they go around it. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. We've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores. Get over 200 styles of real pre-finished hardwood from just 49 cents. 40 styles of beautiful bamboo from $1.59. Plus deals on popular American and European laminates and more from an incredible 39 cents. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds.
On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Check out the AMP page at amp.freetalklive.com. Why would you do that? Why would you want to support Free Talk Live? And when I say support, what I'm talking about is giving us money to advertise, market, and promote. That's what AMP stands for. We don't use AMP money for, you know, paychecks or anything like that. Why would you want to do that? Well, if you believe in the ideas of liberty, I'm going to make a radical statement. The radical statement is your $5 a month that goes towards the AMP program is going to be better used than any other donation to any other liberty organization I can think of. They're all funded with, everybody's getting paychecks from the things you're donating. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that we get our paychecks through advertising and that sort of thing, the talk radio model. And so, therefore, all your money's doing is going to promote the ideas of liberty. Every new radio station, every new podcast listener we get, it's, you know, and that's your money's straight buying that.
Yeah, I probably should have said this before becoming a co-host on Free Talk Live, but I would guess that freetalklive.com is probably a more effective organization than Campaign for Liberty is, and it would put a tiny fraction of the cost. That's my guess. What has Campaign for Liberty done exactly?
What have they accomplished? I don't know. I know that the money that I donated to the Ron Paul campaign, that he took the leftovers there and dumped it into Campaign for Liberty, and it left me kind of missed.
Well, it's better than throwing it away, but I don't know. I'm not saying they haven't done anything, but if they've done something really important, you'd think I would know about it.
You know, I would say that AMP donators, they are the producers of the show in a way.
Yeah, in many ways they are.
So you have your advertisers, you make that money, but, you know, you can directly contribute to the show and be a producer of the show and of spreading liberty.
You really don't know how true that is. In that AMP forum that we have on Facebook, it's part of the benefits of becoming an amplifier is that anybody who's ever been an amplifier gets added to this Facebook group, and they they interact in there with other amplifiers, and we come to them with issues of the show. Like, I ask them business questions and that sort of thing. They really are our board of directors. And if you want to be on our board of directors, all it does is cost you $5 a month.
Wow.
Amp.freetalklive.com. And there you go. That's what you should call it, the board of directors. That way people can put it on
the
resume.
I think, well, AMP sounds nice. It sounds hot. It sounds fiery. But,
yeah.
but board of producers or board of directors of Free Talk Live, that's strong right
there.
It
does sound neat.
Ian, are you listening to this? Board of directors.
You know, it's night off. He's probably high. 855, 450 free.
And anyways, we had such harmony on this show this evening. I mean, why would we?
Okay, Ian, let's interrupt it now and continue our discussion about warfare.
You were talking about how you were saying something to the effect.
I said Second Amendment. We should have tanks, drones, bazookas, grenade launchers, flak jets, the whole nine. Everything that our U.S. military has, we should have. According
to the Second Amendment, the people should be allowed to have it. Yes, we're in agreement on that.
Except for nukes. I think that nukes are offensive weapons as opposed to defensive weapons. You can't employ a nuke against an individual. You can only employ it against, a group of people, and some of them are always going
to
be.
I think most people will come to the conclusion that this is not a worthwhile endeavor. If I do nuke my neighbor, it's just going to come floating right back onto me, and we're just going to kill all my chickens.
Oh, generally, yeah.
So it's not a good idea.
It's been done, sort of. I mean, people have done things that are almost that crazy.
Yeah, but the world's full of crazy people, and you don't want a nuke in the hand of somebody who's, like, clinically insane.
And that's the argument they are having, the conservatives are having with the whole Iran nuclear program.
Yeah.
Okay. That these people are crazy. And, they just hate us. That doesn't mean they're crazy.
They probably hate us for a variety of reasons that, aren't getting addressed. But you guys go ahead and...
So you were saying, I got the impression, that people would need to have weapons like that in order to fight the United States federal government. And...
I'm going to say history tells us that no, that is absolutely not the case. There have been many cases where the hillmen, the farmers, the countrymen, the minutemen have our American Revolution is a prime example. You've got guys with pretty much pitchforks.
Okay, so we're not even in disagreement.
No, I thought
we were going to have a good fight here.
I'll go ahead and
wait. No, Mark and I are actually in disagreement, sort of on this. So explain your position about the use of the idea of using violent force against a government when you are living there.
I'm not sure what you're referencing.
Okay, when you're referring to the federal, when you talk about the federal context, you, I think, in the past said that it is not viable for Americans to fight the government violently because they don't have the right weaponry.
Okay,
and I think it is not viable, but for different reasons, and I'll go into that in a second.
Yeah, what I would say is that people, there's not enough people willing to fight the government, so claiming that you're ready to fight the government
because they are unwilling slaves. They don't know that they're slaves yet. Until that happens, you're right. It can't happen.
And the people that do want to fight for all the wrong reasons. So I guess I'm just not interested in it.
Keep them gays out of my
whatever their reasons
ice cream
are.
Parlor.
Right. I just, it's so... It's, boring to talk about. But, yeah, I mean, the federal government has lots of different types of weaponry, and they will probably not lose if it comes to, a full-on, some kind of dystopian battle. But I don't think it will. I think ultimately, the federal government's going to spend itself into insolvency, and its support's going to erode from the bottom.
Well, the question is this going to be a collapse like the Soviet collapse? Or the Yugoslav collapse, and I think it's an open question. It could happen. There could be fighting, but I think the reason you don't use physical violence against the government in a fight for liberty is because the chances of you getting liberty out of it are so low, and there are so many ethical consequences for it. It's so difficult to control a war in any form or fashion. That's why you don't fight. But it's not because they'd lose. I mean, if 1,000 Americans decided they wanted to fight the government. And use guerrilla tactics like Michael Collins or something, they would be extremely effective, and they wouldn't need anything more than 19th century weapons. That is not the reason why you don't fight. It's because of the fact that you wouldn't get freedom out of it, and you would have ethical problems. There too many innocent people would get hurt. And is it even right to kill guilty people?
There's another thing those 1,000 Americans could do that would be much more productive, and that's just to stop paying their taxes. Yeah, if you get 1,000 people in the same area,
there's already
No. I mean, in the same area. If you can get a whole community just to stop paying their taxes, that would be
property taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, you're right. That would be effective. But you wouldn't need 1,000. You'd only need 50 or 60 probably.
Well, here so we have 23,000 here in Keene. I mean, how many do you think we would have to have just stop paying in this area?
If you wanted to stop paying property taxes and income taxes, it's relatively easy. The churches have been doing it all along. So you create a monastery or something. You call you create a religion of some sort. You get a monastery for your religion,
You're doing it by the book.
Well, they don't pay. Now, if there's a murder in the monastery, the cops are going to come and they're going to investigate that. So that you're not getting rid of the government by doing this. But many religious organizations don't pay property taxes. They don't pay income taxes, like any of them. And so it is certainly possible to use the words that they have on paper to avoid doing those things. That's one of the advantages of a religion. Now, what does a monastery look like? Could it just be a gated community? I suppose it could be. It's just the issue of defining it. I would say one of the reasons the Shire Free Church that we've set up here in Keene. Actually, you can go find out about church at shiresociety.com/church. You can find out about the Shire Free Church in your area. But the problems that we've had here is we're already a known quantity. When Ian Freeman and Mark Edge are starting a church up, everybody knows, they think they all know what's up. It doesn't have anything to do with, you guys just... You don't want to play by our rules and blah, blah, blah. You know, they've been telling us all along, if you just work within the system, you can get what you want.
Just run for office, Mark.
Well, they don't say that. They say work within the system. And working within the system, setting this thing up, that's what it is.
They hate you more for doing this than they would if you just did a property tax revolt. I liked Kat Canning's approach better, the initial approach back in 2006, roughly, she just stopped paying her property taxes. I think she eventually gave in.
Because they'll take your house from you.
Exactly.
Well, there's a process that one can go through while having the house taken, and depending on what house it is, that can really make that difficult for the authorities.
This is basically the same idea with Ian's don't take a plea. Even on the simplest parking fees, it's not his thing, but he really is on top of this. If one person does it, they win. But if 100 people did it, before you know it, they're not accepting parking tickets anymore. They're not giving them out because it's not worth their while. They lose too much money in the process, and so it'll go away.
Well, they certainly just stop taking parking ticket trials. They'll just drop the tickets as you fight them. Thanks for joining us. You can check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Participate in the Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com.
Freetalklive.com.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need
need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.